volume of code I've written that
people might not be able to
do. Yeah. But as Sasha suggested, I will do a follow up video with the kind of synchronized ELISP mode stuff because that is the point of the talk. Sorry for talking over you. Please continue. Sasha C is saying car kill ring. Does the Q&A end? Oh yeah, so this question, they're just asking in the scratch pad, is there any other GUI stuff I've worked on in the past? I guess my Tubenix channel, I was doing a bunch of that, so just common Lisp development homed around McClim. And what is my Tubenix channel? If you find a Tubenix channel and it has a name like Screwtape, that'll presumably be that. So Tubenix is sdf.org's PeerTube. Nope, not that one.
Sasha's got it here in the IRC. I think it's Screwtape_channels/videos.
Yeah. So the author of Mastodon L, which hopefully lots of us are using for our Mastodoning, I used the name Screwtape as my username, and I think Wintermute said some kind of exasperated Emacs themed, you know what, Screw Lisp. Then Mousebot of Mastodon L rechristened me Screwlisp. So sometimes you see my name written one way and sometimes you see my name written the other way. I quite like it. A lot of people thought that I was quitting Emacs when I changed my name to be mainly Screwlisp.
I love it. That's a great story. Thank you.
It's so great to have a name from somebody else. I was just thrilled. So thank you, Mousebot. Everyone use Mousebot's mode. Welcome to Green Guest.
I'm with you there. All my kids want to choose their own names, and I'm just like, more power to you. I'm very glad that my parents picked mine for me, and that's one thing I never had to think about.
Yeah. All right. So do we have to cut short so I can go back to watching MPV of the other stuff?
We don't have to, but you are not obligated to sit here one moment more answering our questions than, but of course, we've talked a little before, so I have a pile of questions.
You promised to come on the Lispy Gopher show.
That's right. I have so much to say. I could come right on your show and just talk to you there. But I'm just curious. Talk to us a little bit about that. Tell us more about the program.
Oh, the Lispy Gopher Climate.
Yeah, yeah.
What do we do? So it's hosted by the Superdimensional Fortress, sdf.org, who are a public access Unix mainly. They do their own little radio thing as well. And so I guess for a few years now, I do a weekly show every 0-100 hours UTC. We always start off with kind of climate crisis topics, because that is a climate crisis topic. But there's a sort of joy in that because Kent Pittman, who Kent Pittman you're familiar with from the Pitt Manual and so forth, writes a kind of climate crisis haiku, which we kind of lead out with, and we kind of go into the discussions there. Then obviously
it's a highlight, the show, not gonna lie.
Yeah, I love it. I try and do these dramatic readings, but it's often stumble over it. Actually, when Sasha was on, there was an auxiliary poem that happened, which was pretty interesting too. What was I going to say? Then, I mean, the way we got named the Lispy Gopher Climate was because, broadly speaking, I like to talk about kind of Lisp, and most of my writing for a long time was on the Gopher, though I accidentally locked myself out of the Gopher recently, so there hasn't been an update there for a while. But I'm kind of around the IRCs and Mastodon quite a bit now. Lisp, I like to use the term Lisp inclusively, basically. Obviously, this talk, I was making the point that I just could go through a 1978 paper written in, and so pre-D machine, Interlisp, right? And it basically just worked in modern Emacs Lisp. Somebody was pointing out to me, who pointed out, where I was like, I don't know what put is in Emacs Lisp, and somebody was saying definitely there's put in Emacs Lisp. So
I'm going to come back to the recording of this talk, and I'm going to just pinpoint this moment the next time somebody says we need to modernize Lisp. I'm going to say, no, this is modern Emacs Lisp. You see, here's people talking about, I'm amused by your phrase there, but that's exactly how I see it too. And I take your point utterly that, you know, this tradition of Lisp, of carrying forward ideas. And, you know, especially in Emacs, it really is like a brain trust, right? Buckets of knowledge of how to get some sort of work done, or, you know, how to work with some kind of code or some kind of data.
Yeah, but I had a kind of interesting experience with some great friends of mine whom I love dearly. Vidak, if you're watching this, I'm gossiping about you people over in Australia there, where people come to you with really exciting ideas that's like seem to be very cutting edge and like, you know, very much the current talk of the day that like you can hear in other programming languages. And they're telling you how they think you might be able to do this in Lisp. And you have to say, well, you know, if we go back to the late 70s, where the Lisp community really kind of pioneered this topic already, here's how we did it in the late 70s. And there's actually quite a kind of awkward disjunction there.
I mean, that's the thing, right? Where use of Emacs in particular, or use of Lisp in general, will unravel somebody's whole big bag of wind that they've built up around why something has to be rebuilt. And well, right, but that's just a function, you know, it's data. So we'll probably just think about that as, I don't know, sitting in a variable. So that whole problem, like the elegance of a solution can entirely fall away once you fall back to an earlier way of thinking about it. And then, you know, look at the pieces you've carried forward, the idea of the declarative language, right?
Yeah,
and declaring the user experience.
Once again, tangentially to the actual talk we've just watched, which I will try and follow up on as well. But one example was after watching me use the Common Lisp loop facility so much, Kent pointed out to me, hey, you know, why don't you try using Richard Waters's series iteration stuff, which was kind of lazy evaluation of series that Waters did. And so after criticizing Haskell for a long time, me kind of saying, hey, you know, I don't think this lazy evaluation is important, then Kent pointed out to me that for example, the series, like what is it, AIM 1082 or something, published in 1989, was lazy evaluation in Lisp with series. And so I thought, well, you know, once I realized that this was part of kind of almost classic Lisp history to have lazy evaluation, I adopted series, or I kind of had to rethink my Lisp worldview to realize it did already include lazy evaluation, which I attributed to the late 80s. And then when I actually read a little bit further, lazy evaluation, depending on your research group, has was kind of established in the late 70s by Waters again, actually. Sorry for the anecdote. Just kind of the interesting medley.
No, not at all. It is.
Yeah. Ellis over in the IRC has come up with a good slime about async. Oh, I see. So I guess that would work. I have to try that. Okay, you're just getting me reading this. So they've had a stab at resolving our asynchronous calls thing more elegantly than me. Left as an exercise to the listener.
It's one of the big virtues of the something like a convention. It'll bring us together with other people that can kind of see past the motes in our eyes. Oh, yeah, that's easy for me.
Yeah, definitely. Hearing somebody else's kind of thought process from you and from just the past speaker, who was Robin, I think, because this was in the morning for me. So I just kind of got up and caught some of Robin. Yeah, it's so great kind of vicariously experiencing somebody else's Emacs usage and how it kind of subtly backs on to their own development flows. So I really appreciate this conference.
I'm constantly cribbing from everyone I meet. And yeah, this talk has been eye-popping, just watching you casually navigate Emacs, actually. And, you know, it's cool.
Yeah, I enjoyed discovering IELM mode. That was going to be my other question for people. What are there any IELM power users around? I could really go for an Emacs Conf talk on IELM mode.
Aha! Yes, very good. Note taken.
Yeah. Well, so just thoughts for next year. Oh well, I kind of want to get back onto the MPV, but thank you for so much for this. You are CMAC in the IRC, right?
I am Corwin, same as...
So you're Corwin. There's also CMAC, and there are a few other people. Sorry that I'm tripping over the different people here. But you're going to come on the Let's Be Gopher Climate later.
Sure, I'm happy to. That sounds like fun. I always got a million things to talk about, me or an opinion on everything. But of course, my favorite thing to talk about is just the huge thanks that, sharing the generosity or the, my appreciation for you and all the other members of the Emacs community that create talks like this and make the conference and the rest of the community so rich.
Thank you for your work. Sasha is just saying over in Lambda that when I say I want someone to give the talk, this means I'm volunteering to give the talk.
That's what I wrote down. I've been working for Sasha. I mean, helping Sasha with this conference for years. I know. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. That would be cool. I will absolutely go to your IM talk. I make a lot of use of that and could do more.
Oh yeah, we're meant to suddenly stop. Hang on. But a guest over in Lambda also said, are we going to get a McClim Lambda Moo client? And I actually had all my kind of Moo stuff I'd written in Common Lisp, which I was thinking of just kind of jettisoning. But you're right, I should make that into a client for Common Lisp. Anyway, I'm going to hang up so I can keep watching the conference.
Sounds good. So we'll just cut away with the stream, throw some music and a countdown back on. Give us just a second to make the cut on BBB, and then I'll give you the big thumbs up.
Thank you.
We'll get it all posted up right next to your awesome pre-recorded talk. Thanks again. Like, it's been fun chatting and
definitely
seeing you around in the conference channel off season, so to speak. You're totally welcome to use our chat. Like, if to the extent you need an IRC channel, that's been working out great for me. It's fun to see it.
All right, I'm gonna hang up this thing.
All right, happy day, Flowy. Screw Lisp. Oh my gosh, I have conference brain. Bye bye.
All right, later.